The United Nations Security Council is expected to consider this week whether to impose sanctions against Sudan for failing to disarm Arab militias in its Darfur region. The UN Special Representative to Sudan has reported to the Security Council that the government in Khartoum has made some progress in allowing humanitarian access to Darfur, but has done little to disarm the Arab militias in the area. The debate inside and outside of Sudan as to whether sanctions against the government will be effective continues, NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
In western Darfur, on the edge of the town of El Janaina, about 8,000 people live in a camp called Riyadh. Most of the shelters in the camp are made of sticks stuck in the mud and then covered with carpets, rags, and wind-tattered grain sacks. The patched-together huts offer shade from the midday heat, but little protection from the rain. Fatima Karim Abakar has been in the camp for 7 months. Like most of the residents, Abakar has no work, little food, and a shelter that floods every time it rains. But she says she stays because she believes she'll be killed if she goes back to her village.
Yeah, she's saying those who try to go there, you know, they are kill them, and so that they're afraid of going there.
Arab militias known as Janjaweed, with the backing of the Sudanese government, have been accused of gross human rights abuses in Darfur. People in the camp say they'll return to their villages when they have some assurance that it's safe. Abakar says that assurance can only come from international peacekeepers, not the Sudanese government. In the past, Abakar says, government planes bombed us when the Janjaweed attacked our villages, so we don't trust the government to protect us. The Sudanese government denies that it was involved in the assaults that wiped out Darfur villages or that it backed the Janjaweed. The government also opposes the idea of international peacekeepers being deployed to Darfur, insisting that it needs no help providing security inside Sudan. The UN Special Envoy to Sudan, Jan Pronk, toured Darfur at the end of August to learn whether Sudan is protecting the hundreds of thousands of its citizens who are currently huddled in camps across Darfur. Outside El Janaina, Pronk questioned two women who'd ventured out of one of the camps to collect grass.
And does she feel safe here when she is working alone with some other women in the field?
The women told Pronk that they felt safe so long as they stayed close to the main road. The original UN resolution threatening sanctions against Sudan gave the government in Khartoum 30 days to disarm the Janjaweed. Pronk notes in his report that the vast majority of militias still have not been disarmed. Sudan, however, asserts that it is dealing firmly with the Janjaweed outlaws. And as a sign that they're trying to work with the international community, they point out that they've allowed increased access by humanitarian groups.
I think if you look back on the track record of Sudan in terms of compliance with international agreements, it certainly isn't that good.
Dominic McSorley is the director of Concern Worldwide's operations in Darfur. McSorley notes that Sudan at first made it extremely difficult for aid groups to get into Darfur. He can see that Sudan hasn't complied fully with the UN's demands, but he says things are moving slowly in the right direction. McSorley worries that UN sanctions on Khartoum could be disastrous for the more than 1 million people in Darfur, who are now almost completely dependent on international food aid.
If isolation occurs as a result of the failure of Sudan, and if they are pushed into an isolated position, my concern is that the humanitarian aid effort will effectively be dismantled by Khartoum.
The government of President Omar Bashir in Khartoum came to power in a military coup in 1989. Africa's largest country has been plagued by a civil war in the south for the last two decades, and the latest Sudanese separatist movement began in February of 2003 in Darfur. Ghassim Badri, the president of Afad University for Women in Khartoum, says the current crisis in Darfur is a symptom of the larger political crisis in the country.
I don't see any solution to the Sudanese problem unless we have a government in Khartoum which is elected by the people. Otherwise, you are always going to have these uprisings here and there and problems, and Sudan will continue to be a source of problem to the international community.
The UN will consider how it should handle the current Sudanese problem of Darfur later this week. Jason Bobian, NPR News.